This paper is the first systematic methodological review undertaken of international primary-secondary transitions empirical research covering the period 2008 to 2021. We sought to understand and rate the researchers' congruence between their stated philosophical perspective and methodology, conceptualization of transitions and the methodology, theorization of transitions and the methodology, and the overall quality and rigour of the research.
We carried out a review of reviews and ascertained that no previous studies had focused on either the congruence between researchers' philosophical stance nor their theorization of transitions with the research methodology. Only one review briefly noted the importance of the congruence between transitions, conceptualizations, and the methodology. Therefore, this review is unique in its purpose and is internationally significant. We searched five databases applying specific inclusion criteria. For example, that they should be peer-reviewed empirical papers, international, and should cover the period 2008 to 2021. This resulted in 151 papers. We adopted a rigorous and systematic approach through all stages of the research process. That included searching, screening, describing and mapping, and quality appraisal. This resulted in 74 papers which we cross-checked for quality assurance purposes. We then used a self-developed assessment framework in the first phase of the analysis. The next phase involved the use of the mixed methods appraisals tool, which was used to assess methodological quality.
Findings indicate that approximately 91% of papers did not state their philosophical perspective. Two-thirds of researchers did not provide their conceptualization of transitions, and 59% failed to provide their theoretical perspective. We found that those studies which offered their conceptualization and theorization of transitions were of a higher quality than those which only indicated their conceptualization or theorization of transitions. So, what does this mean? Well, these findings have implications for researchers to state their conceptualization and theorization of transitions. But also, policymakers and practitioners should be aware of how they understand and action primary-secondary transitions research in practice. As such, this paper provides a unique insight and makes an original and significant contribution to the field.